Tony Romo tends to sometimes be a little erratic and maybe a lot of turnovers, but against you guys, he has been playing very well recently. What is it about him that you think gives your defense the most trouble?
Well, I wish I could wish I could expound on that. You know, I just think he had a very good game against us in the first ball game. You know, he made some plays with his feet, and which is classic Tony, and stayed alive. And you know, I thought he and Dez hooked up and did a good job, and he brought Ogletree in the game, and they did a good job against us. So I just think that they had a good plan, and they executed their plan better than we played.
The DBs talked a little yesterday about using more press coverage the last few weeks, and they think that'll maybe help this time around against Dallas. Why did you kind of incorporate that, you know, the last few weeks?
Well, we've always incorporated it. You know, they have some freedoms, whether, you know, to do it or to not do it. I think they felt more comfortable in doing that, pressing, and, you know, sometimes that's good, and then sometimes that's not so good. So we've tried to encourage them to do a little bit more of that. But, again, they have some freedoms within the coverage to change it up and mix it up, you know, based on what the scheme is.
You feel a lot more settled in the secondary than you were in that first game?
Oh, definitely. I think we're much more settled. You know, we were laboring a little bit when we entered that first ball game as far as, you know, healthy bodies.
Chase has made a couple game-sealing turnovers the last few weeks. You know, just how has he been playing this season?
You know, Chase is really the key to our success because he's the quarterback of our defense. He plays and he gets everyone lined up, and he gets everyone on the same page and playing the proper coverages and getting the guys up front doing the things they should be doing. And then in addition to that, you know, he plays his technique and responsibility. And so I think that Chase has been playing very steady for us. He's been doing the job of a Mike linebacker, what a Mike linebacker should do. And I'm glad he's on my football team.
Perry, what do you remember from last year's game in Dallas regarding JPP? I mean, you know, we call it a breakout game. I mean, what do you remember from that game?
Yeah, I thought he totally dominated the football game. You know, it was one of those games where he was on, and it seems like I was watching just recently where he had a sack for a safety in the ball game. He had another sack for a three-man rush in the ball game. He blocked a field goal in the game. It seems like every run play he was there to make a tackle. I think he just played at a high level, and he was in one of those zones that he just played lights out. And so I'm hoping we can put him back into that zone when we go back into that stadium and he can play that way again.
Has that kind of been the challenge for him to get back to that? I mean, that's setting the bar about as high as you can get.
You know, JP plays at a very high level. When we watch him every week, he plays at a pretty high level every week. For him to have the numbers that he has, you know, to produce those numbers consistently, that's a little bit unrealistic, you know. But he has the capability to do that, okay. And when I look at the tape, sometimes I see him just dominate, and it might not show up in the statistics, but it shows up on the coach's tape where he's just dominating a football game.
Didn't he have a pursuit, I think, on a third down play, I think, on the right sideline? I think it was one play when he ran.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't really his play.
You know, it was. They had a screen over there to that side. He chased it, knocked it out, and really, it was a two-minute situation. Did a heck of a job on it. Yeah.
I mean, is that his play?
That was his play on that particular defense. That was his play. I mean, he was in his zone. He was playing everything the way it should have been played. And you know, hopefully, we can get that again out of him.
Harry, the cameras caught you chuckling a little bit on the 4th-and-10 play with RG3 on Sunday. Is that really the only thing you can do?
Well, if I did what I wanted to do, I don't think it would be made for TV. So, you know what? That kid was amazing Sunday. And, you know, I just had to shake my head. And I mean, I don't know how he escaped JPP. Is that the play where he escaped JPP? He ran around, it seems like, forever. And then he threw a laser beam right into the tight end's chest. And I don't see that very often from quarterbacks, you know, normal quarterbacks. And I thought that was a pretty unusual play.
You only have to go against him another 10, 15 years. So you should be fine with that, right?
Yeah, I won't have any hair, huh?
You mean, was it as defending him, was it as big of a challenge as you guys, you know, look to be on film?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough challenge. I thought that Washington came in with a very good scheme. They did something that was a little bit different, and it took us a little while to adjust and make sure that we had to readjust our plan and figure out what they were actually doing. And then the guy, he is a very, very fast football player. He is the fastest man on the field. And so when he takes off, it seems like he's just gliding and everybody else is humping it, and he's running away from you. And so that was impressive. If I was a fan, I'd want to watch him. As a coach, I don't want to watch him.
Right.